Psalm 81. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise to the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring here the timbrel, the pleasant harp. Blow the trumpet and the new moon and the time appointed on our solemn feast day, for this was a law for Israel, a law of the God of Jacob. He ordained this in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt. When I heard a language that I understood not, I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. This is like in the slave labor camps where they were. You called in trouble, and I saved you. I answered you in the secret place of thunder. I tested you at the waters of Meribah. Listen, O my people, and I will testify unto you, O Israel, if you will listen to me. There shall be no strange God with you, neither shall you worship any strange God. I am Yahweh your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not listen to my voice, and Israel didn't want anything to do with me. So, there's only one God. And because of that, we are to serve him with all our heart and soul and mind. We are not to have other idols. God brought us out of this world, like out of Egypt, to be his. And we are to be totally his. Not, but I've got all these other passions in my life, all these other idols that I'm interested in and worship, etc., and I hope to get something from all of you. No, we are to be totally dependent upon God and not look to the other idols, which this world is absolutely full of. Money, wealth, working hard to get money and wealth. That's all part of worshipping idols. And we are to devote ourselves to the one true God. And he says, but you didn't want anything to do with me. Well, I suppose they would say, oh, that's not true. Yes, we did. But the point is, if you just treat God as just one of the many things in your life, well, effectively, that is what you're saying, that I don't really want anything much to do with you, God. That's effectively what you're saying. But I gave them up, therefore, to their heart's lust, and they walked after their own laws. So they lusted for things. They wanted this, they wanted that, and eventually God said, okay, go and have them. But that didn't fulfill them. Oh, that my people had listened to me, and Israel had walked in my ways. I would quickly have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against all their adversaries. The haters of the Lord, the haters of Yahweh, would have quickly been subdued under them, and they would have endured in the land forever. He would have fed them with the finest wheat, and with honey out of the rock I would have satisfied you. But on their wilderness journey, water came from the rock, and they had manna, which they complained was boring. Well, God is saying that if you had been obedient, then I would have given you honey out of the rock, and not just water. And sure, I would have given you all kinds of fine wheat. So God has various plans for us, which may not actually happen because we don't want them to happen, and they may be wonderful. And that's because we are trying to serve our own lusts, serve this God and that God, and God is just part of my life. But if you really make God the absolute passion, number one, serve him with your whole heart, he'll give you what's necessary. And you will simply not want expensive and fancy things in your life. You will want more than anything to please God. For example, you will want more than anything that you might meet someone whom you can explain the gospel to and they're going to get baptized. And then, God will answer that. And wow, then you meet another one. And then, they've got a family, maybe in another country. And they accept the gospel. And, where you're living and what sort of car you drive all becomes not so important. Because what you want above all is the progress of God's work. And that's how it goes. If we put our hand in God's and commit ourselves totally to him.